With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Although there have already been more than a dozen such attacks, the Defense Department insists it will not stand idly by as Iranian proxies go after U.S. targets in the Mideast.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the U.S. military is preparing for a likely escalation of hostilities in the Middle East.
We always reserve the right to defend ourselves, and we will never hesitate to take action when needed to protect our forces and our interests overseas.
Ryder says Iranian-supported forces attacked U.S. troops and installations in Iraq and Syria at least 13 times over the past week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel is reporting some success in its ongoing series of airstrikes against Hamas in Gaza. Israel says it has killed terrorists, destroyed tunnels, command centers, weapons storehouses, and other military targets. Also at SRNNews.com, Louisiana's Mike Johnson is the man. The latest one.
House Republicans on Tuesday evening chose Congressman Johnson as their latest nominee for House Speaker, hours after an earlier pick, Majority Whip Tom Emmer from Minnesota, abruptly withdrew in the face of opposition from former President Donald Trump and hardline GOP lawmakers. Johnson is the latest Republican to win the party's nomination for the role since former Speaker Kevin McCarthy was removed on October 3rd. The full House is scheduled to reconvene at noon Wednesday. That is the earliest a Speaker could be elected by the full chamber. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Hurricane Otis has slammed into Mexico's southern Pacific coast as a catastrophic Category 5 hurricane, bringing 165-mile-per-hour winds and very heavy rain to Acapulco and nearby towns. Some areas could get up to 15 inches of rain. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 49 points higher. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham has been visiting Hawaii.
It was no vacation. The leader of Samaritan's Purse was in Maui to offer encouragement to people who lost their homes in the massive August wildfire and to get an update on efforts by his ministry to clean up and rebuild. Graham says he met an 81-year-old pastor whose church was burned down and who was hoping to see it rebuilt in his lifetime. Samaritan's Purse is going to try and see that done. More than 2,200 homes and other structures were destroyed or damaged. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Uganda have prevented attacks on two churches by a Muslim terror group. International Christian Concern reports that bombs were set to go off at the churches on Sunday, but the police were tipped off and managed to defuse them in time. The attempted bombings are being blamed on the Allied Democratic Forces. That's a terror group that's been operating in Uganda for almost 30 years. In 2019, the ADF pledged itself to ISIS. This is SRN News. Two turkey processing facilities in Iowa have been hit with bird flu.
About 100,000 birds had to be killed to prevent the disease from spreading. The Iowa Department of Agriculture reported the infected poultry flocks within weeks of a turkey farm in South Dakota and one in Utah reporting the first outbreak since April in the U.S., raising concerns that more could follow. Bird flu last year cost U.S. poultry producers nearly 59 million birds across 47 states. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. John Scott reported.
New court documents say an off-duty airline pilot who tried to cut the engines on a flight in midair told police that he had been struggling with depression. State prosecutors in Oregon filing 83 counts of attempted murder against 44-year-old Alaska Airlines pilot Joseph David Emerson. His attorney has entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. More details, SRNNews.com.